Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these words be yours and bless. Amen. Now what? If I were ever to write a Christmas carol, something I want to do before I die, that would be my theme. Those two words. Now what? Because I always wondered what it must have been like to be there that first Christmas on that scene. When you think about it, it's almost comic. The manger scenes as we know them, the pictures or creches, they're all frozen in time. They're snapshots. Nobody moves because they're all like figurines. But what happens if you put it in motion? What happens afterwards? You see, the Bible accounts record that a wide assortment of people find their way to the baby's side to worship him. There are angels, there are shepherds, there's wise men. In Sunday's gospel, you'll see a couple of old people that just hang around the temple waiting for him to show up. And all these people, what do? They adore the child, they maybe sing a hymn or two, they say a prayer, and some people give gifts. Kind of like what we do for our holiday celebrations. But what then? I mean, eventually, the question has to come up, now what? Kind of wait to be dismissed, or benediction of some sort? And I figure they just sort of have that awkward moment where eventually they just kind of get up off their knees, dust themselves off, and say, I guess we better be going. Thanks for coming, but then what? Well, the records that the Bible has, they're kind of vague. The angels go back to heaven. The shepherds, we just read, return to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. The wise men are told in a dream not to go back near Herod, so they return home by a different route. So it's kind of vague, but we can assume two things about everyone that saw the Christ child that first time. One, they all pretty well went back to what they were doing before. And two, they would never be the same again. So my carol. Now what? Now what? We've glorified your name, and from now on our lives won't be the same. I'll keep working on it. You see, it was powerful. There was more, so much more than just some people coming to see somebody else's baby. This was big. This was beholding God taking birth in human form. Now, you ever find yourself thinking that after Christmas? Even though the season seems to start earlier and earlier every year, by this time, it's almost like it's already slipping through our fingers. It's only a matter of hours before all that the Christmas hype has set us up for is going to be behind us. The pretty wrappings will all just be colored shreds of paper on the floor. The ham or turkey or roast beef will be consigned to leftovers. The first toy will already be broken. And we'll just be sitting there, slippers and pajamas, thinking about when we got to take the lights down and what are we going to do with the tree and when, and we got to go back to work and school pretty soon. I know what you're thinking. Stop! Not even us! Give us this moment! Don't let us do this, right? At least let us enjoy Christmas the last little gasp before we have to return to normal. We get so psyched up, geared up for Christmas. It's so easy to wind up being a little disappointed with it. We expect something fantastically wonderful, some magnificently different and powerful, and it usually isn't. Kind of reminds me of when my daughter Rebecca was 2 or 3 or something, and her favorite food in the world was Fruities. And we were going on this great trip to Costco, and I'm pushing her, and she's sitting inside the cart, and all of a sudden I hear this, ah! And we look, and there is this box of Fruit Loops that's as big as she is. and she doesn't have to say a word. She just goes, "Oh!" And me, indulgent parent that I am, took it off the shelf and put it right next to her. And she hugged it all the way through the store. "Can I have one now, Dad?" "No, no, wait till we get home. We get to the checkout. Can I have one now?" "No, wait. We're in the car." She's still hugging us. "Can I have one now?" "No, wait till we get home." And we get home, and she grabs this box as big as she is, and she tears off into the house. And the rest of us are unloading all the stuff we get, and we hear from the kitchen, "Ah, they're just the same size as normal." That somehow, she must have thought that the box was big. Each Fruit Loop would be the size of a bagel. Isn't that what we do with our Christmas wishing? We yearn for something colossal, something big and bold, something lasting. And what we end up with is pretty well what we had the year before, just maybe some different packaging. And it's all over in the blink of an eye. And you can't help but wonder at one time or not, now what? Well, hold on for a minute. Remember what it is that we're celebrating here, this holy night. A birth. And as any new parent will tell you, over and over again if you let them, the birth of the child isn't the end of things, it's only the beginning of the impact of new life. For all the fervent anticipation and the suddenness of the arrival of a new baby, there isn't any letdown once the child is born. No let up either. All the excitement of that big day suddenly gets translated into responsibility and commitment and a household that will never be the same again. That's the way Christmas should be for us. I ran into a guy a month or so ago whose marriage I'd done a couple years before. And I said, "Hey, how's it going? Good to see you." He says, "Yeah, we just had a baby." I go, "Oh, that should change things." "No, no, it won't. We still got our friends. We'll still be going out. And my wife went back to the gym. She's going to get her figure back right away. Our finances are okay. We got everything in line. And I'm not going to be one of those that loses sleep over this. We got it all planned and everything." And I didn't say anything, but I'm thinking, this guy's an idiot. And you guys know it too. You know, we know what's going to happen, that there are going to be changes. There are going to be plans that are going to go awry. A baby is not going to be a seamless transition. It's going to change radically everything. Schedules will be rearranged. Priorities will be adjusted. Sacrifices demanded. A baby requires that. But there's a trade-off. There's the wonderful addition that makes new normal life great. There's moment after precious moment. More baby pictures. Fewer selfies. There's turning a couple into a family and the humongous impact of such a tiny package. And it's a world turned upside down. Thanks be to God. Oh, that Christmas would have that same impact on us as a new baby to a household. That the faith we take hold of in our precious baby Jesus as a living, breathing, blossoming, bursting forth of life and love thrown in our laps. I think that's what's embellished in that carol we just sang and repeated earlier. Isn't that what we're asking for? O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast all our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Could you imagine the outcome? How awesome it would be if that happened to each and every one of us here. That we took home a baby. That each of us, in a very realistic way, took Jesus as a bundle of joy into our lives and took care of him. And all those emotions that maybe you can remember from the first time you did that. A sense of wonder. Looking at the tiny fingers and toes, the wide eyes and pursed lips. The humble fear that raising this is all up to you and not sure if you're up to the task. The feeling of love and trust and devotion. Jumping to the infant's every single need, whether it's real or just your own imagination. And it's not knowing all the details, how to fold diapers, when to feed, how warm is warm and when does it become hot. And of course that thrilling excitement, I'm just watching and savoring this new life with you and me. When that happens, now what becomes a whole different question. Who knows what we're going to do now what? We'll just muddle through somehow as best as we can. And that might seem awkward, but there's many worse ways to celebrate Christmas. So here's my Christmas wish, my prayer for you. May you be blessed like brand new parents with a bouncing bundle of joy this season. May Christ come and turn your whole world upside down, just like that, the same way, answering every one of your now what's with overwhelming love, both given and received. May I be the bearer of good news, good tidings of great joy. You're going to have a baby. But it gets even better. Because you're going to discover about this baby as he's born, lives, grows, dies, and rises again for you. You're not going to be taking care of him. He's going to be taking care of you in this world and the next. So now what? Keep asking that question. And let the baby Jesus be your answer. And with the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.